The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Hey, sister, we're so glad that you could join us today for another episode of Power on Plants. We are talking about a question that gets asked a lot when it comes to whole food plant-based living, and that is, how much do I need to do? Or do I have to go all in? Or can I just do some? And the answer is yes. And we're going to go and talk about why, because this is a mindset thing. This is a shift that needs to happen for you to be able to have success on this journey. Because with us, we were at a place where we were desperate. I was extremely sick. I was not doing well. I wasn't even able to go up one flight of stairs to tuck my children into bed at night. And anybody who's a mom knows how heart-wrenching that would be. And then on top of that, we were looking at going to get our daughter in China very soon. And I had severe pain in my arms and my shoulders and my elbows that I was even crying when I had to wash my hair. I knew I wasn't going to be able to pick up my daughter when we went to get her. And it was heartbreaking thinking about that too. It was just keeping me from living the life that I wanted to live.
Well, not only did she have the fatigue, but what little remaining energy she had that she could muster, it was painful.
Oh, it was.
I mean,
it
just
was
to try to, like you said, pick up a child, even if they're only 20, 30 pounds. I mean, she couldn't even wash her hair. Her shoulders hurt that badly.
No, I was in severe pain. I mean, honestly, many doctors would have probably described it as fibromyalgia. It was just severe pain all over, just weird, weird type of symptoms, like autoimmune type symptoms. I was having vascular problems where I could hear the blood rushing through my neck. It was horrible, and we've had a lot of those things reverse. But the thing is, because of what was going on with us, once we started doing the research, because we're in the medical field, but we weren't getting the answers we needed the traditional route.
You would think. I went through over 2 years of medical training with my PA schooling, and there was very little about nutrition.
Right. And then nursing school, it was the same way. You know, I have my BSN, and we actually did have a course in nutrition that was required for nursing. But it was standard nutrition, and it was not what we needed.
It was really more just the basics.
Yeah.
What's a carbohydrate? What's a fat?
Exactly.
What's a protein?
Exactly.
But not really what was in, like, how much was in the different types of foods and how those foods actually affected your health overall.
Right. And so the thing is, I was in a situation where we were desperate and we were searching for answers. And one day something sparked us just going in and figuring this thing out, realizing that, hey, nutrition might play a part of it.
If I remember right, I think it was one of my PA journals came in and was talking about the omega-3s and the omega-6 fatty acids and how some could be anti-inflammatory, but some could also be pro-inflammatory.
Yes, that was it.
And that was where I think the tide started to shift, and we started finding some answers and making some small changes and seeing some differences that at the time, they weren't huge, but they moved the needle.
Right.
I mean, we saw a reversal and it was, this light went off. And I don't know. It was just
mind-blowing.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was a beautiful thing because we're stuck in a situation where I'm crying, thinking I'm dying because I was just sick
and
all the time.
And you're in your early 40s and you're thinking, is this the rest of my life?
Yeah,
it was awful. Is this what it's going to be?
And then people are telling you, you know, we don't know what this is. And when they don't know what it is and you just keep going to different doctors trying to get a name for this thing so you can get some medication, you know, it's very, very frustrating. So we get, if you're going through health issues or extra pounds, we both lost 50 pounds together. Just doing this. And again, you know, you might not have looked at us and said, hey, they're really overweight, but it was affecting our health. We didn't need to be carrying that extra weight and extreme fatigue all the time. It was horrible just living for the time we could fall back into bed. And we don't have those things anymore. I have to force myself to go to bed at night. Honestly, sleep is super important. And now I'm at a point where I have to set an alarm to get myself to go to bed because I feel so good and I have so much energy and the children get in bed. And I think, ooh, I can get a lot of work done, right? Late at night. And so I have to force myself to go to bed now. But
I can confirm that all of this is true.
It is. And it's a wonderful thing. And I'm thankful that that's now the opposite problem. I'm not saying that everything in my health is 100% where I want it to be. But I'll tell you, we have had some major reversals of things. I wouldn't even dream of going back. And what I know is that it took years for my body to get in the situation where it was. And it can take years to fully reverse these things. But most of them are lifestyle diseases, most of these things that are common in our society, like the heart disease, vascular disease,
diabetes, the high cholesterol,
even strokes, Alzheimer's, things like that, they're linking to vascular disease, which we know that whole food plant-based can reverse. But what we're talking about today is the mindset shift. So you're asking, do I need to? Do I have to go all in? Or can I just take it day by day? The truth is, you can do whatever works best for you. But what we know and what we can tell you, and we want you to be armed with this information, is that if you do a little, you're going to get a little results. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. That's in anything. So like take our daughter, for example. You know, when she was younger, she would get so frustrated. She's an artist. And she would get so frustrated because she couldn't draw eyes. I just can't draw eyes. I hate drawing eyes. But you know what she decided to do? She was going to draw eyes every single day until she knew how to draw eyes. And I know that she got there sooner than anybody who wasn't doing that every day. She got there sooner, so the path was a lot shorter, but it also allowed her to move farther into other things. And now the eyes she draws are
they're so realistic.
Incredible.
And the other thing too with that, though, that I just thought about is that she also looked up resources, either books or other videos on how to do it.
Right.
So I think that also greatly, obviously, propelled her success
exactly.
with doing that. And now you look at it and you it feels like that image is looking at you that
right.
you know, it's become so realistic.
Yeah. Our dog recently passed away. She's been in our family for, it was really
it
hard
was
because.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years ever since our oldest was about 1.5, maybe.
About that.
Something like that. And then I was pregnant with our son, our second child at the time. So he's always known life with her. And it has been so hard, but she drew a picture of our dog and the eyes. I mean, you just feel like you're looking into her eyes. It's amazing. So it's worth putting in the time and effort. We do know that any changes, even small changes, bring some results, but your change, your actions have got to match what you want. What is your goal for yourself? You know, do you want to get all well? Do you want to be able to do all the things that you could possibly do in this life? All the things that you're placed here and created to do? Do you want to be able to live your life fully and do all those things? Or do you want to have some limits? You know, if you want to live a limitless life, your actions have got to match that desire. And if your actions don't match that desire, you're probably not going to reach that goal, or it's going to take you a whole lot longer to reach it. And so that's the choice you get to make. And that's why Jared and I love this, because we love teaching you the facts. We love showing you the things that you've never heard before about health and nutrition and how to get well. But the thing is once you know those facts, the beauty is you get to decide. We love that. We're all about you getting to decide. So we're not judgmental. We're not going to be preachy with you and say, you got to go all in or else, you know.
Well, and because, we don't know your situation.
No.
No. Everybody's situation is unique and you understand it obviously better than anybody else. So maybe you need to take it slower. Maybe there's some other extenuating circumstances. Now, I know back in the beginning, we did it slowly, but only that was because we were finding little bits of information piece by piece.
We didn't have anybody to show us a path to take.
No, certainly not like this.
No.
But we did have one dear friend that we met that was instrumental in getting us some of that initial information. But yes, if we had known back then that there was a resource like what we know now, we would have gone all in, and I think we would have shaved years off of some of that
I know we would have. And that's why I love doing what we do, because we see people start this journey and go on the path that we're showing them, and they get these incredible results. You know, when you see somebody and they can go from having really bad struggles with their diabetes and not being able to walk to going out and walking, and they're texting you how many miles they walked that day. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is life-changing. You know, having somebody go from a size 14 to a size 4. I mean, that's unbelievable.
And they weren't even trying.
Yes.
That wasn't their primary goal for doing
exactly. That's what I was going to say. Considering that they weren't even trying that at all they wanted to do was reduce their pain and get healthier, and their pain went from a very high number. I'm thinking like 9 to
like 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Down
to nothing.
Virtually zero. I think she said 0.5.
Right. At that point, yeah, it was 0.5. Now she's pain-free from what I understand. But it's just amazing. I mean, Google what you have. I've said this before. If you have any kind of diagnosis or symptoms, Google it. There's probably someone that's reversed it or helped make it better with a whole food plant-based diet. Now, I use the diet term loosely because, as we've said before, really the beauty of this is it's not a diet. You get to eat incredible foods. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to keep up with points or any of those things.
I feel like the word diet got hijacked.
It did.
Because it just means a way of eating, but now it has come to mean lack and deprivation, and whole food plant-based way of eating is anything but lack and deprivation.
I absolutely agree. 100%. But this is the thing. Always remember, this is the mindset shift, and this can be huge for you. This is your big takeaway for today. We want you to remember that whatever you want out of life, whatever it is, if it's to get healthy in a certain area, to be able to run a certain amount, as you know, like if you want to do a 5K or something.
Or an example I thought of was if you want to learn an instrument, like the guitar, let's say.
Exactly. Or maybe you just have other health goals for yourself. Like, I really want to start this business and make it go well, but I don't have the energy. I don't have the mental capacity. Well, those things can change once you're eating well and you get your life on track and you get your health where you want it to be. But you've got to decide, how big are my goals? What do I want to be able to do? Do I want to be able to chase my children and grandchildren and play with them and just fully live my life and have joy in the way I live it? And if that's your goal and you have a big goal, or you're really sick right now and you just want to get well, why not go all in? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. But the beauty is the choice is yours. Make sure that the actions that you take match where you want to go. Match your end game, okay? So that's what we want for you. We want you to know that we want it to match whatever your goal is to your end game. We are super excited for you. We know that even just getting a few more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, the 5 foundational foods, and legumes. Did I leave them out? They're so good. I can't believe it. I think I might have left them out. Love them so much. We got to have our beans, peas, lentils. Yum.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm getting hungry. We're going to have to go have dinner, babe. All right. We have loved hanging out with you again for another episode. Make sure before you leave, please take a moment to leave a review, because we love hearing from you. And also, it helps a lot of other women who are having struggles to find us. And so do that very quickly. And then come on over and join us on the next episode. We look forward to hanging out with you more there, and have a great day.